Conducting a group activity where you're trying to allow everyone the opportunity to express an opinion and to gather feedback from everyone can sometimes be a bit awkward to manage. So, for example, if you're undertaking a planning activity or brainstorming, or you're trying to establish prior learning of the students within a group, actually giving everybody an opportunity to speak can be difficult. Group map might provide an opportunity to get round that, to provide a voice for the quieter people within the group, or to try to ensure that everybody has an equal opportunity to express an opinion. Essentially, what you can do with a group map is create an environment into which everybody can contribute at the same time, and everybody can see everybody else's opinions and the information that they're providing, but individuals aren't forced to accept that opinion. So when you create a group map, you need to create an account to do so. You can log in with the usual social media accounts or set one up using an email address. You as the owner can create a single map and then share it out with other people via a link, or they can simply go to the group map website and enter the password that you provide. Now, in the free version, you aren't allowed to have private maps, which might be a potential problem, particularly since all maps appear in the group map list. However, that in mind, as long as you accommodate for that and allow for it, and maybe use it as a teaching opportunity if anything untoward was to happen, then once the pupils have got the link, they can join the particular group map. Now, that could be a column chart, so pros and cons, for example, or it could be a simple mind map, or it could be a SWOT analysis that you might be doing within your department. So there are lots of different types of templates, if you will, that people can contribute to, and simply they add their ideas to their map, and although everybody else can see them, other people have the option whether or not to add their ideas to their version of the map. It's a three-stage process. Once you've created the map, the first thing is adding the ideas, and after people have had the opportunity to add their ideas, you can then move on to the next stage where they can review the ideas of other people and either add comments or give a thumbs up or thumbs down to indicate whether or not it's favourable, and as I said, add it to their map should they choose to do so. In the final stage, they're able to rate the different ideas that people have created using a slider, sort of expressing a degree of favour or not. So at the end of it, you get a map that's been created by everybody, where everybody's had an opportunity to comment or indicate a degree of preference on the different ideas which have been contributed. You as the owner have the option at any point to be able to close the map. So particularly if it was becoming unruly in any sense, you can simply close the map and then look at the overall results. There's no opportunity to print, but then again, creating maps of this nature it's more about the process, surely, and not about the end product. But you do have the map, even though it's closed, always in your list of maps to refer back to. And you can do that perhaps with your class as a whole and just look at what the overall results were.